Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Get ready to podcast!
Lance Hubmeier.
If you're going to go stick your head in the sand like that, get out of the sport.
Mike Coppinger.
It's creating a huge mess. It's absurd.
No, you're wrong. So,
it seems like a cash grab.
You need to turn up and you need to be on it.
We just started going at it.
You got to go eat.
The Pug and Cop Boxing Show on The Athletic.
Welcome back to another episode of The Pug and Cop Boxing Show. This is Mike Coppinger alongside Lance Pugmire of The Athletic. And we're coming off that Devin Haney, Jorge Linares fight. Lance, a lot of people criticizing Devin Haney, saying that he's a fraud, he's exposed, you know, the usual boxing nonsense. Oh, I thought Devin Haney looked really good, actually. I thought he boxed beautifully for nine rounds, actually 9.5 rounds even. I thought he actually, you know, he gets clipped in the end of round 10 when he's in the middle of a pretty wild exchange, wobbles back to his corner. He's holding and clinching a lot. By the end of round 11, Lance, he's walking Linares down. And yes, he does go back to surviving in the 12th. But look, Jorge Linares, pretty good fighter. And Devin Haney is a guy, 22 years old now, still early in his development, was criticized pretty harshly, maybe rightfully so, for a really boring fight against Yuriorkis Gamboa back in November. Now, Haney comes straight forward, bombs away, and he's still criticized. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? Look, I don't know if the tone of my story, I know my headline definitely mentioned the fact that he was clipped. And clearly, you know, Mike, I mean, sometimes you have to address the ultimate vulnerability with athletes and see how they respond. You know, character is revealed in adversity. But there's no doubt about it. The ultimate takeaway of this fight, and I spoke to Devin Haney about this after the fight, is that he wanted this test. Him and his father, Bill Haney, his trainer, they both wanted this type of fighter. They wanted Jorge Linares. And let's be honest, I mean, this is a former three-division champion, a guy who can punch, a guy who did deck Vasily Lomachenko. And that was a point that Devin was quick to bring up. We had a funny encounter, Mike, where I was asking Devin about, you know, look, if you're going to get knocked or if you're going to get rocked like that by Linares, what do you think Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia, and Teofimo Lopez will do to you? And he basically came back on me and said, you know, who says that Teofimo Lopez punches any harder than Linares? Linares knocked down Lomachenko. You know, okay, it's an interesting point, but I do think that all three of those guys overall do punch harder than Jorge Linares, so it's a point worth taking. But you're absolutely right. The sophisticated performance of Devin Haney was so sharp. I mean, he looked so good through those 9+ rounds, and I know Eddie Hearn was saying that too. Like, if the fight ends before that big punch ever lands, you know, we're talking about the genius of Devin Haney, the young genius of Devin Haney at this point, as he heads into these, you know, showdowns with these other guys, hopefully. Instead, you know, he had the answer to the question. I thought he answered it effectively. Some other guys like Ryan Garcia jumped in and said, like, I would have slept you. And Devin came right back and stood up for himself and answered those critics, too. So I think overall, he defeated a veteran. He answered his critics. He got through a tough fight, and he wants a bigger fight. I mean, he mentioned the name of Teofimo Lopez. To me, it was not a bad night at all for Devin Haney.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And hopefully, Lance, we're going to see Devin Haney in some of those big fights soon. And we see Ryan Garcia saying, I would sleep that guy. I love Ryan. I wish he was fighting July 9th, but he is dealing with his mental health, all good. I do find it a little, you know, maybe odd or disconcerting that this guy's supposed to be, you know, taking a break right now. And he's over here firing shots at Devin Haney. I mean, does that sit well with you too?
Yeah, you know what, Mike, and I look, everyone who understands and has had, you know, friends who have suffered through mental health, that is definitely something that we all need to be sensitive to. And I know Eddie Hearn is sensitive to that as well. But he made a point afterward to say, like, you know, maybe he's talking to me, maybe he's talking to you, maybe he's talking to other reporters. But he said, you guys gave Ryan Garcia a free pass about not fighting Devin Haney next. I mean, Ryan Garcia was supposed to, on the heels of beating Luke Campbell, was supposed to be headed to Devin Haney, and he did not take that fight. And, you know, instead he has this matchup with Javier Fortuna, and now he's not taking that fight either, with Fortuna turning to JoJo Diaz. So, you know, look, I think that Ryan Garcia has, when he comes back, he's going to have to answer to some tough questions. And, you know, no, everyone wants his mental health to be at full capacity.
More specifically, though, what do you think about when he's supposed to be handling his mental health, coming out of the woodwork to fire shots at somebody else? Hey, what if that affects Devin Haney's mental health, right?
Yeah, no, look, it's not a good look at all, Mike, and it's not appropriate. And I know that a lot of people were saying, had some very harsh things to say about Ryan Garcia, because Devin Haney was one of the first people to say, like, look, this is an important matter that you're tending to, you know, my thoughts are with you, you know, stay strong, brother. Basically, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know exactly, but it was something to that tone. It was not like, you know, criticizing him on any level. But now that he's come out and criticized Haney's like, you know what, he's taking the gloves off and coming right back on this guy, saying all these things, because Ryan Garcia absolutely deserves criticism for bashing Devin Haney. And what was, like I said, overall, it was a complete, you look at the complete performance of Devin Haney on Saturday night, and how can you not be impressed with that jab and with his hand speed, with his foot speed, with everything that he did, other than this moment at the end of the 10th round where he got clipped?
Yeah, and I think people need to remember that Jorge Linares is a really good fighter still. You know, this guy dropped Lomachenko, gave Lomachenko a good fight, and yes, he's been knocked out a bunch of times, we know that, but he has super fast hands, he's strong, he's a skillful boxer. I thought it was a great performance from Devin Haney. And sometimes you have to do what you have to do to get the W. It was exciting for 9.5 rounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hugged and everything at the end to get it done. I know people were critical of that survival tactic, but he gets out with the victory. I think boxing fans and other people in boxing need to remember that everyone develops at different places. Everyone's at different development stages. It's not just about age. So Devin Haney at 22, I don't think he's as far along in his development as a Teofimo Lopez. I think, you know, Lopez has already fought a Nakatani and, you know, obviously Lomachenko. So let's see what Haney looks like in a couple of fights. I would give Haney maybe one or two more fights and then give him Teofimo or someone else. But, you know, very good performance. He's a great personality. And I thought it was a very nice win. Lance, you were there ringside. This was Eddie Hearn's first show in Vegas, surprisingly enough. What was your takeaway from the event? Was it a good atmosphere? Like, how was it there?
Yeah, Mike, it was just an extension of, you know, the feelings that we had the week before with Josh Taylor and Jose Ramirez. And while that crowd didn't receive maximum capacity either, this crowd was a lot bigger and there was great energy in there. Devin Haney's got a nice fan base in Vegas, Mike. I mean, it's something to keep an eye on. I mean, a lot of people came out in support of him. And there was a lot of energy in that building. I thought Eddie Hearn, you know, with the production inside the arena, did a very good job. Eddie was definitely highly engaged. And I don't know if it's just been too long or I haven't really noticed this before, but I saw that when his fights were beginning, he moved his seat from where he was on the opposite side of the ring and basically got right up next to the ring in this chair and was watching so intently with, you know, Cameron, the female champion who fought before Devin Haney. And then when Devin Haney got in the ring, Eddie Hearn was completely wrapped up in this fight, you know, as was DAZN's Joe Marcowski. Those guys really enjoyed this fight. And I think overall, it was a fun evening. And, you know, it's just like we've got all this momentum. And I know you're going to be on the end of that, you know, a continuation of that in Miami with Floyd Mayweather fighting on Saturday or on Sunday, because look, the world's coming back to normal. And it's just, it's so great to look around and see people without their masks who are vaccinated and join each other's company and living life the, you know, the way we used to live it a year and a half ago. It was great.
Yeah, Lance, it is so great. And before we get onto the Mayweather Logan Paul stuff, you know, we also had a pretty big fight on Saturday. Nonito Donaire, one of our favorites, one of everyone's favorites, all-time great, coming back and winning another title at 38 on 118 pounds, fourth-round knockout of Nordin Ubali, a guy who looked pretty damn good before this. Where does he rank all-time for you?
Ooh, all-time? Well, look, I mean...
Let me narrow it down.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't fair. Donaire, is there any question that this guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No question. And we, you know what? We made reference to that on the Pug and Cop show last week, Mike. And I, you know, look, I was so happy because we could feel the energy and the confidence oozing from Nonito Donaire in that interview last week, right? And he definitely, it remained active and it definitely came to life in that fight. I mean, this guy just let his hands go and imposed his will on Ubali, you know, this young, powerful champion, and took away his belt, becoming the oldest bantamweight champion of all time. Nonito Donaire, I mean, if there was any debate about his Hall of Fame credentials, he clinched it with that performance, and it was just such a good, it's such a great thing to see. Not only that, I mean, what does he say after the fight, Mike? He wants another crack at Inoue. I mean, this guy is just relentless, and, you know, as much as sometimes we question and criticize fighters for not participating in the fights that we want to see them fight. Example A of what we're talking about is Nonito Donaire. This is a guy who gets it and does everything that we'd like to see in fighters.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great win for Donaire, 38 years old, just like his countryman, Manny Pacquiao, really showing that age is nothing but a number. Obviously, Pacquiao's going to get his own crack to show how great he is against a much better fighter than Errol Spence Jr., and August 21st, but right now Donaire is still doing the damn thing. 38 years old, that counter left hook still really sharp. And you got to think that Donaire is licking his chops and trying to get the winner of Johnny Real Casimiro against Guillermo Rigondeaux. Obviously, it's a unification fight. It's a big fight. They're both fighting on PBC and Showtime right now. Easy to make. And especially if Rigondeaux can win and beat Casimiro at this stage, if we can get a rematch of that 2013 fight, that would be massive, I think.
Let's step aside right now for a break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
You, like we said, you're in Miami and you just spoke to a 44-year-old fighter. What can you say about that?
Well, now I don't know if he's a 44, he's a 44-year-old ex-fighter, because Floyd Mayweather, as he told us today, he's no longer fighting, but he's still entertaining. And that's what this event about is about on Sunday. It's about entertainment. It's not about fighting. And Mayweather's gonna make a lot of money. He's having a lot of fun with it. So look, I asked Mayweather, I said, hey, look, are you gonna carry Logan Paul the same way you carried Conor McGregor in 2017? He said, absolutely. He said, you know, if I don't carry him, if I knock him out in the first round, people that paid for tickets, people that bought the pay-per-view, they're not going to be happy. So he said, I'm going to carry him. So I am curious to see if Mayweather does knock out Logan Paul and what round would it be, or if he's just going to go through the motions. Kind of curious to see that. But other than that, look, this is about entertainment, and we're going to jump to an interview right now with Floyd Money Mayweather from earlier today in South Beach.
I'm always in a weight disadvantage, but like I always tell people, you know, a lot of times guys be like, well, I'm bigger, I got a longer reach, I'm a better fighter. I got a strategy. I know how to strategize. I can fight. That's what it is.
You said on the preview show, this is like a licensed bank, like a legal bank robbery.
What yes, just leading up to this fight, just the build up for this fight. I've already made $30 million. So, and that's not bad for a guy that's retired.
What do you think you still mean to boxing?
I am boxing. You look at all the young fighters, they want to fight like Floyd Mayweather. You don't see them, they want to say, they want to get all the cars, the jewelry, all the flash. It's Floyd Mayweather. You know?
Yeah.
We don't even call it boxing no more. We're going to call it Floyd Mayweather.
You know, Floyd, people have criticized this event, but this is nothing new. I mean, Muhammad Ali did this, but Antonio Inoki, all the all-time greats do this. Now you're making a lot of money. I respect it. What do you say to those people saying that this is something new?
I say everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Nobody has to watch. Nobody has to pay. Do whatever makes you feel good. And I'm going to do what makes me feel good.
Yeah, and you've been open for a long time about you're not trying to mess with your faculties. You know, you escaped boxing with a ton of money, everything intact, and now you're making a lot more money now safely, right?
No. Also say, talk about the smart investments.
Yeah, smart investments.
Yeah, a lot of smart investments. So,
pearl collection?
That's a hobby. So it's cool. But everybody's entitled to their own opinion. If you're doing good, people are going to criticize you. If you're doing bad, people are going to criticize you. But I'd rather be a winner and doing what I want to do in life than people criticize me.
How much did you miss all the spotlight? I mean, you're an entertainer, right? You love this stuff.
If it do what it do, if it don't, I don't really worry about that. I'm the best. So I had my time. You know, it's all about the young and up-and-coming fighters. We got a lot of young fighters on the undercard that's fighting. And the ultimate goal is to find the next Floyd Mayweather. So I'm never the type of fighter that don't want to see my records get broken. I want to see these young fighters break my record. I want to see the next Floyd Mayweather. I want to see the next guy surpass me. Hopefully, I'm here to see it.
Is there a fighter or a group of fighters you think that's closest to being the next Floyd?
I don't know. Because right now, you have a lot of fighters that's making a lot of noise, but these guys are making a lot of noise at 30 years old and after 30. Remember, I was making a lot of noise 19 years old. I was making a lot of noise in the sport of boxing. So when I came into the pro ranks, they was talking about me being the best.
Boy, you called this a legalized bank robbery. What did you mean by that?
I did something that I wanted to do. Something that, nothing is never forced, but something that I wanted to do. Something that made me work out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm able to push myself and just move around with a guy that's tall, that think he's strong and he's banking on his youth. It's good, you know? You guys have, at least you and you, have seen this over and over and over and over again. Oh, this is what I'm gonna do. Oh, I'm gonna get a lucky shot. You're seeing guys come out and keep pressure. You're seeing guys try to box. You're seeing guys try to counter punch. The results will always be the same.
Boy, how much do you expect him to outweigh you by when you're in the ring? Yeah, but
it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Weight doesn't win fights. When you got one heavyweight, they weigh 200, and another heavyweight that weigh 260. And the guy at 200 wins, we don't say, oh, it's a weight disadvantage. I don't worry about that. I don't cry. I don't complain. I just go out there and do what I do.
Yeah, you've sparred with Errol Spence. You obviously beat Manny Pacquiao. What are your thoughts on Pacquiao fighting Spence?
I just told the guys down there, I wish both of the guys nothing but the best. But Errol Spence, I want to see him win. I'm pushing for Errol Spence to win. Absolutely, that's my people. I'm going to always stand behind my people first. Just like the Philippines, they're going to stand behind Pacquiao. I'm in America, I'm going to stand behind my people first.
When you beat Logan on Sunday, the next question is going to be, Jake, does he get revenge? Is that something you thought on if you do it again against the other brother?
Man, once again, these guys have done good. I take my hat off to these guys. They have done good to fool the public about being some real fighters. Man, you gonna find out Sunday, man. This is the truth. This is real, man. And I ain't got to,
And I ain't got to use my A game. I ain't got to use my A game, my B game, my C game. I can use my Z game. You don't even got to hit him hard.
You ain't got to do nothing.
And the result's going to be the same. That's what I keep saying all day. That's what's going to happen, man. That's what I do. I mean, at the end of the day, I really could have kicked him out the boxing gym the other day. But I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't. Ask him how I look. Ask him.
Right here.
I kicked him
one
out.
More right here.
Hey,
he
kicked me out.
He did.
Yeah. But I'd love to come back.
I did.
No, I didn't say don't come back. You my guy. You know.
No, I said I'd love to come back.
I did.
Yeah.
NFT. I heard you just dropped. What does that mean?
Well, my NFT, I know I was number one for some days. So hopefully, you guys go check out my NFT. It dropped, I think, like a few days ago. Could have been a week ago. My NFT dropped. So I want you guys to go check it out. You gotta purchase my NFT. Be a part of history. Mr. TBE.
Hey, speaking of money, Floyd, knockout at minus 160. Is it worth putting some money in it? I know you like betting that money.
You guys will see.
Floyd, we know you carry Conor McGregor. Will you carry Logan Paul too?
We'll get the people to show. We have to get the people to show. The people deserve a show. Because if these people pay their money and the fight ended in the first round, they're going to be upset.
There you have it from the legend himself, Floyd Mayweather. You heard what he said. This is about entertainment, and he's looking to make a lot of money on Sunday. He's having fun with it. This should not be taken as a real fight. He's not pretending it's a real fight. And like he said, I think I asked him a question and said, hey, look, you called this legalized bank robbery. What did you mean? There you have it from him. Lance, what are you looking for? What are you hoping to see on Sunday, if anything?
You know, look, I've long thought, and I may be wrong on this, but I've thought that Floyd, being the boxing disciplinarian he is, really kind of, and I don't know how much he talked about this, but you know, that he's taken offense to the Paul brothers, that he wants to, you know, rid the boxing world of these guys and really kind of say, like, you don't play boxing, you know, and here's example number one why. So I'd like to see him do that, actually, and then just see how that looks. And I think that would be the best way. That would be the best movie to play out on Sunday. And I think a lot of boxing fans want to see that. And even a lot of people who are, you know, fans of the Pauls. And again, we had a story on The Athletic this week where there is a lot to admire when you say that, you know, talk about, I know that they're in this as, you know, making a lot of money, but there is a lot of to admire that they're willing to step in there and take this risk of, you know, stepping in the ring against Floyd Mayweather Jr. I mean, what a task, even if you're carrying 30 pounds. We know how hard pro boxers hit, and it's not going to be a lot of fun in there. If Floyd Mayweather is, you know, hell bent on winning this fight, even if it's not a fight.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know one thing, Lance, right? We've covered Mayweather for a long time. He's not going to be embarrassed in there, that's for sure. He's not going to embarrass himself. He's not going to allow Logan Paul to hit him. He might carry him, but he's going to be there to win. Even if there is no official winner, he could still score a knockout. So, look, I think it's going to be a big event. Before we go, I want one more question for you, Lance. How many pay-per-view buys do you think? I'm going to set the over-under at 700. Over or under?
Oh, I'm going to say over, Mike. I mean, when you look at the fact that Triller got $500,000 for Jake Paul, and this is, I mean, I just had a conversation with Leonard Ellerbe, Floyd Mayweather's longtime advisor, and he was making the point that I know that piracy is bad right now, but look at what happened with Fox and ESPN with the Wilder Fury fight. You know, not getting to 900,000, right? Or was that the number right there? You know, I think it's gonna surpass a million. You got Floyd Mayweather has surpassed a million against the likes of Robert Guerrero and Victor Ortiz. This is Logan Paul with all of his, you know, millions of YouTube followers. There's a lot of interest in this fight. A lot of people will be paying for the show, and I think it surpasses that number. You cannot discount the drawing power of Floyd Money Mayweather.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for today, guys. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you enjoyed the interview with Floyd Money Mayweather. And we'll be back part two of our Floyd Logan Paul preview as we're joined by Logan Paul himself. So make sure to like, comment, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. And make sure to subscribe at theathletic.com/pugandpop.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.